Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Nuclear Energy Institute. We have a first in playbook this morning. Newt Gingrich is cashing in on Donald Trump's popularity, upping his speaking fee. The former speaker's agency, Worldwide Speakers Group, sent out a notice that speeches in D.C. will now cost $25,000 plus ground transportation, and for speeches west of Chicago, he's asking for $75,000. No wonder he wanted to stay out of the administration. Lobbyists have also been trying to use their connections to Trump to drum up business, but none have been as brazen as David Schwartz of Gotham Government Relations and Communications. Schwartz sent an email detailing his firm's long ties with Trump going back to 2010 and how they are looking to branch into Washington, and they are the firm to hire. And things got a little tense in Cambridge this week between Clinton and Trump strategists who were at Harvard facing off for the first time since the elections. It wasn't just the Politicos. CNN's Jeff Zucker also got shouted down and heckled after he said he invited all of the candidates onto his airwaves. Yikes. On to the congressional front, Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri is expected to join the Senate Finance Committee, taking Senator Chuck Schumer's spot. Newly elected NRCC Chairman Steve Stivers has tapped John Rogers to run the NRCC this cycle, and Massachusetts Representative Richie Neal is expected to ascend the plum spot of ranking member on the House Ways and Means Committee. Subscribe to Politico Playbook at politico.com/playbook.